Hello, Podlers. Coming up, this.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I've decided to mix it up a little bit. We are going to have a game of my first, my last, my everything, but we'll do that a little later in the show. In fact, we might do it just after 8:30. So don't touch that dial for the next 2 hours.
Yeah. It's a very long tease.
We're not going to do anything in between either.
Yeah.
There's this and then there's that at 8:30.
And we just keep saying coming right up for 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, that's the below deck format. That's what they do.
Yes.
I don't think they've teased something at the beginning of Below Deck, and then I've watched the whole episode and never seen the bit they teased at the very beginning.
And they go, all right, next time. I promise next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Next
time we promise. The season finale will have this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you never get to the bit there.
Never
promising.
Get to the bit. But you are going to get to the bit, but in about 2 hours. But now, well, I had to change it up because it's an excuse to talk Linford Christie again.
Yes.
One of the most incredible things that happened in my life ever was finding Linford Christie's hot cross bun in the door of the taxi that brings me into the show every morning.
Amazing.
He was the last person that driver Paul had picked up, and I was obviously the first at 4:30 a.m. And we were talking about it on the show on Friday. So if you listen to that edition of the Daily Podcast, you'll know what's going on. But we then reached out to Linford, basically saying, in quite a threatening mafioso way, we've got your lunch. And Linford replied. Of course he did. So yesterday on the show, we had his reply. Now, I'm going to play it for you right now, but I've dropped out a key little bit of the clip. If you can identify it, well, you can win that merchandise. Here we go. Linford replied.
Oh,
yes. He did. He replied. He basically replied with lots of face emojis and says, now you guys know my secret. He sent that on Saturday morning at 1:10 a.m. That's how we kept him up all night worried about where
is
Linford. So, did Linford start his DM to us with A, 4 laughing face emojis, or B, 4 aubergine emojis?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Wherever you are in the UK, you can get loads of Absolute Radio stations on your digital radio, including 80s, 90s, classic rock and country. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we're hoping to give away a mug in a mug's game. And joining us on line one is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Dave. Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Ben, very good. Thanks for asking, man. Ben likes the main station, is a junior project manager at Manchester Airport.
Indeed.
Ben, were you to win the mug, were the merch to be yours, would it be joining the Mile High Club?
Do you know what? It'd go missing in a day, so I'm going to stay at home. If I win the mug, it's staying at home.
Okay, man. We respect that. We respect that you've thought it through. So the only thing standing in your way is, in one of the most incredible things ever to happen in my life, I found Linford Christie's hot cross bun in a car door. We all opened the zip hook bag. We all took a sniff.
Yeah, you tried a bit.
I ate some of it.
Returned it to him.
He didn't want it. It's a tale as old as time, Ben. Anyway, Linford did very kindly get back in touch with the show via DM. Yeah. Did he start his message to us with 4 laughing face emojis, or was it 4 aubergine emojis?
It was laughing emojis.
Let's see if you're right. Linford replied.
Oh,
he did. He replied. He basically replied with lots of laughing face emojis.
Yes,
that's how we do it. Well done. Thank you for tuning into the show, my friend. We'll get you your merch.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Cheers, Ben. Have a lovely day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, home of Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, one of the main trending topics this morning is Celebrity Big Brother, the lineup announced for the ITV show. Lots of big names on there. Fern Britton, Louis Walsh, Levi Roots is on there. Oh. And then there is a contender called Gary Goldsmith. And everyone's like, oh, no, I don't know if I'm familiar with Gary Goldsmith's work.
Who is Gary Goldsmith?
Turns out Gary Goldsmith is the uncle of Catherine, Princess of Wales. He is Kate Middleton's uncle.
Oh.
Kate Kate Middleton's mum's brother.
Oh,
and he is.
I bet she's thrilled, isn't she?
Kate Middleton's loving it. She's like, what? What are you doing, Uncle Gary?
I think that's great. For months, everyone's been wondering where he is.
Yeah, in there. Now we know, finally. We can put those conspiracy theories
to
bed.
Imagine your uncle going to the Big Brother.
Your
uncle. Imagine your uncle.
If Keith went on, I wouldn't be able to watch it. It's like, keep him away from the wine.
Keep Uncle Keith, yeah,
he'll be arguing that with everyone.
I love my Uncle Michael, but I do not want him running wild. Willy-nilly in the Big Brother house.
So bad.
Poor Kate.
Poor Kate. He works in IT recruitment. And, he's 58. And
he's gone in there to hire some people.
This is his chance to hit the big time. Yeah, Louis Walsh.
Sorry.
Louis Walsh might need some work. I don't know. Yeah,
Louis Walsh, do you know what a firewall is?
But just mad. Poor Kate. I don't think she needed this. Who knows what he's going to come out with? And then the other story this morning, I mean, I thought...
I know where you're going. I can see the rays of the eyebrow. The cheeky glint in his eye.
I genuinely don't know. When I discussed it with the producers earlier, it was like, could we, should we, need we do any more of this madness?
What are we doing then?
It's the TikTok list of big things in the UK.
Oh, yeah. So we've done Wetherspoons.
It is never ending.
We've done Asda.
No, we did Tesco's and
Sainsbury's.
They have done Asda. You can look at that for yourself. It's fascinating.
That'll be on tomorrow. Don't worry about that.
And what other quintessentially British thing haven't they done in a what's massive in the UK sort of that way?
Okay.
How many Greggs?
Greggs!
Oh, what city has the most Greggs in it?
Goodness me.
It was so obvious. But here's the rundown. I'm quite surprised by the results.
It's Newcastle.
Everyone always presumes that, Newcastle.
Yeah, because they're from Newcastle.
Yeah, it's famous for being Newcastle, but no.
Oh.
As you'll find out
really?
In this top five rundown.
Ooh.
Here we go.
There are over 2,300 Greggs stores in the UK, starting with Manchester City Centre, where an astonishing 30 Greggs stores are scattered.
So another presenter out of job?
Yeah. To Newcastle upon Tyne, with 33 Greggs stores peppering the city's streets. Now moving on to Leeds, boasting 43 locations, we now move to Birmingham, with 49 Greggs outlets provide a taste of home amidst its diverse cityscape. And finally, there's Glasgow, Scotland, where 54 stores cater to locals and visitors alike, offering the equivalent of 46 sausage rolls each for everyone living in the city, adding flavor to the city's vibrant scene.
Wow.
That is an amazing, what a takeaway fact. 46 sausage rolls for everyone living there. Is that every day? Every day you can go in there.
Goodness me.
And say, I'll have my 46 sausage rolls, please.
I asked for 47 and I sort of start to chip away at someone else's supply.
Like the guy behind you in the queue.
Yeah. Yeah. But Newcastle way back and forth, Glasgow leading the way.
They're going to run out of stores to do these top 10. Eventually going to be like the top 10 Chibos.
I don't know where they're going
to
go.
Can we send suggestions in to that guy?
Dear
AI, carpet right.
Yeah. they have done B&M Bock, because I've started following them. They're so strange, this feed. They've done B&M Bock.
Let's get them to do a Wix.
Come on, do Wix, guys. Combination.
Come on, our show partners.
Let's make it happen. The biggest Wix in the UK. Let's get onto them. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. Let's tell you more about this idea behind the difficult second show. It's something that dogs all breakfast shows up and down and around the country, around the world.
Yeah.
Some aren't brave enough to talk about it. Some have not addressed it yet.
We
all know Monday, because a lot of people, Monday. But in breakfast show territory, Monday's a breeze. It's a free pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just come off the weekend. You guys have come off the weekend. We're hearing your stories. We've got stuff to talk about. We're playing the music that we love. It's all happening.
You're rested.
So Monday is easy.
Ideas, yeah.
And you finish the show and you're buzzing and you're like, oh, that was a really great show. What a brilliant start to the week. Like yesterday, for example, is it okay to eat raw potato?
Oh, yeah.
High-pitched speaking voices, a lock-up garage full of novelty crisps. It had it all.
Yeah, yeah.
We had it all yesterday.
We're on fire. Yeah.
Today. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've got to do it again. Got to do it all again.
Too big, too soon. Yeah.
I mean, the difficult second album is a syndrome.
Is it What's the Story, Morning Glory or The Second Coming?
Yeah.
What will this Tuesday bring?
This show could go either way. Whatever your opinion on those two albums. So we need your help. So we've been asking you to get in touch with basically what should we do to make this a less difficult second show. 8 12 15 was the number. And joining us right now on line one is Ellie. Good morning, Ellie.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Ellie, welcome to the show. Ellie in Devon. Tell everybody what we should do. What's your suggestion for the difficult second show, Ellie?
Well, you should play a game of Mr. Napkinhead.
What? Okay, sounds quite holiday, visual. No. Yeah. So the holiday you were on with Ellie, or the Jude
Christmas
Law
film.
Thing. This is where Jude Law, his kids get him to do it at the dinner table, right?
Mm. That's it.
But
yeah,
he's reluctant to do it because it's a bit nerdy, and he's just met Cameron Diaz.
Oh right.
Yeah, that's it.
So
yeah.
What would we have to do then? What would we do?
Okay, so for my niece's 21st birthday, we went to this bar. And we decided that was the most cringe moment in that film.
Yeah.
And we were all going to try and do our best impression. So we took loads of like photographs and videos of it. And it sounds ridiculous, but it is absolutely hilarious. Oh, we were laughing.
Okay, Ellie. Okay. So Ellie's gone the most cringe moment in her recent life history. That's what she's pitching into this breakfast show, which we really appreciate. Okay.
Why have you
Matt,
got napkins in your
Well,
hand,
I'm just
Dave?
Thinking. I'm just thinking one of us has got to do it because Ellie's taking the time to call in. So could you take one of these?
I might need
Just put it to your face and then put your glasses on. And suck
put
it
a bit in your
that's
mouth.
How you do it.
Yeah,
you've
got to suck in with your mouth, like Ellie's saying.
Okay.
That's it. There we go. Oh, this looks good.
I'm Mr. Napkinhead.
I'm Mr. Napkinhead. Are you happy now, Ellie?
Thank you so much, Ellie.
It works perfectly. He's got a napkin, he's got a head. The combination has been perfect.
I don't know whether to put this on the social. Don't move, Matt. I'm going to take a picture.
No, Dave, keep it audio only.
Just in case you think Matt's not really done it.
This is such a weird experience.
Oh, yes, I'm doing it as well, Ellie. thank you so much for trying to rescue the difficult second show, Ellie. We'll speak to you real soon.
Have fun.
Take care. Keep them coming. He's still got it on, Ellie. You're right. It's cringe, but hilarious at the same time. You're absolutely right.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the difficult second show. I really need your help. Isn't that right, Sir Cliff?
I really need you.
Thank you very much indeed. So the difficult second show means we reach out to you and we say, what should we do? What on earth are we going to do live on air for the next couple of hours? Now, Ellie got in touch, first of all, and we had a game of Mr. Napkin Face.
Yes.
I say a game. Yeah. Matt put a paper towel to his face, put his spectacles back on and said,
and he won!
Yeah.
It's even made the socials.
Yes.
With our quarter of a million followers, you can go check it out for yourselves on the Absolute Radio socials. It's on our stories. And Matt's wearing the yellow fleece today, so it's just perfect.
Yeah.
So that's made the difficult second show a little easier. And now we have an idea that's come in. And all ideas are welcome. 8, 12, 15, do keep them coming. But Lucy in Manchester's owning this talky bit. Morning, Dave, morning, team. I have an idea for your difficult second show. After Matt's social ammunition segment regarding Kate Middleton's uncle going into the Big Brother house, why not ask the listeners the following? Which member of your family would you least like to go into the Big Brother house and why?
That's good.
Okay, Lucy.
Good question.
We're going to do it. Shall we chuck it out there?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so if you're listening right now, think about your family and think which one would it be the real nightmare if you were to wake up and learn, you know, on the internet that they were going into the Big Brother house. Glenn, have a think about it. Matt, you have a think. Yeah, I'll think about it as well. And why would it be? You know, you've already mentioned your Uncle Keith might be a particular nightmare for you.
God, I love my Uncle Keith. I think he'd be fine. It's my son that I'm really worried about.
Yeah, well, so am I after the recent story you told me. Bless his little heart. I mean, you know, we love these people. You know, they're your family. You know, you hold them fondly, but you don't want them on national television every night.
They may embarrass you.
24/7 on CCTV, talking to AJ and Will. You just don't want it in your life. Let us know who it is. 8-12-15 is the difficult second show, and that was inspired by Lucy in Manchester. Thank you, Lucy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is the difficult second show, so I really need your help. What should we do? Well, the last suggestion that we had after Mr. Napkin Face, which we did thanks to Ellie and Devon, came from Lucy in Manchester, who basically said, after Matt announcing in the social ammunition that Kate Middleton's uncle is going into the Big Brother house, why not ask the listeners which member of your family would you least like to see going to the Big Brother house and why? So it's a good question, Lucy. I'll get the ball rolling. My sister.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because Katie, because she's 18 months younger than me, and I don't think she's got the commitment to pretend to be 26 for that long.
She has to live the life too.
I'm fully committed, so you're never going to catch me out. No. You know, MI5 couldn't catch me out with this. But, you know, Katie, I don't know. I think she'd probably buckle.
Yeah, I think she would.
You know, she'd buckle under the pressure. Yeah, yeah. What about you, Matt?
Well, I did say my Uncle Keith at first, but I think it's definitely my 5-year-old son, Ted. I mean, like, him just running around with no clothes on, pretending to be a dinosaur would be awful.
Having the tantrums, apple hasn't fallen far from the tree, has it?
Having tantrums when they run out of penguins, it's not a good look for the family, to be honest.
Glenn, what about you?
I'm going to go with, a very, very distant relative of mine who I've mentioned on the show before, Ronald Reagan, fourth cousin, genuinely. And what? I just think it'd be a nightmare if he was still alive and in the Big Brother house. We've discussed this on the show, haven't we?
Really?
Yeah, no. I hope so.
Are you sure you don't dream this?
No, genuinely. But you'd be going around a Big Brother, you know, talking about Reaganomics and stuff. It'd just be a nightmare. It wouldn't have been good value.
So hang on, Nancy Reagan's your second cousin twice removed?
No, I don't. It's like great grandmother's cousin or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, from like the O'Reagans in Ireland or something. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You can see it in one of the red tops now, can't you? So what about you? Do you want to answer Lucy and Manchester's question? Of course you can. The number is 8-12-15. It is the difficult second show after all. We don't know what we're doing. Wednesday's show tomorrow. Amazing. Hi, Dave, Mike and the team, says Charles in Northampton.
Yeah, nice.
Hope you're having a good, difficult Tuesday. How about Tuesday? Find out what the public would choose between two difficult options. Oh, obviously, Real Music Matters, so you could choose Oasis versus Blur, Liam versus Noel, 80s versus 90s. Or you're allowed to go down brand routes like Costa versus Starbucks, Intel versus AMD. Marvel versus DC, Wix versus all of the lesser competitors that are out there on the market.
Yeah.
That's from Charles in Northampton.
Wow, I like it. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
Let's do something fun. Let's do nature versus nurture. Let's go. The Dave Berry Breakfast
Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to the difficult second show, open brackets of the week, close brackets. Guys have been ever so helpful. Hi, Dave. A couple of ideas for your difficult second show. What's your favourite sandwich? I don't know if we can hang a whole hour off of it, Sophie. I mean, I know that from experience. We were going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
What would your robot be like on Robot Wars?
What?
I don't know. I don't actually know the answer to either. Probably tuna salad is my favourite sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant for the robot.
Yeah.
My favourite sandwich is Hypnodisc. So.
Yeah.
Matt, what's your favourite sandwich?
I think it's either cheese and pickle or tuna mayo. Yeah, tuna mayo, though, I think.
Dave, says Stu in Northampton, what about backseat driver? Dave, you put the mics up and then you leave the studio. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you, Stu? I've been on X. Leave the studio and see how Matt gets on his own steering the ship.
Wow, you be careful what you wish for, Stu.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't you worry about that. That leads me into Paul in Essex. Hi, Dave and the team. We need 5 words, 5 grand back. I miss it.
Oh.
Just play that on your difficult second show. Well, Paul, we're not going to be playing it today. But fear not, 5 words, 5 grand is coming back to the Breakfast Show very soon.
Very soon.
Hi, Dave. Idea for a feature, says Nick. On Friday, I saw the guitarist from Iron Maiden on the 267 bus from Gunnersbury towards Isleworth. Have you ever seen a rock star on public transport?
It's good. Come on.
If we don't do it, Bush and Richie will. Okay, these are all good ideas. We're putting them all in the pot. We're going to put them all in the pot. Matt, have you ever seen a rock star on a bus?
I really don't think I have.
Okay.
But I like the idea. I like the concept.
Yeah. Is this what you want, Stu? That's what the show would sound like. Happy now? The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to the difficult second show. Tuesdays can be so tough in the live breakfast show game. I really can. But you guys are well placed to help us out. Thank you for all of your suggestions so far. And now we have Darren, who is a chef in Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, morning, Dave and the team. I've got an idea for your difficult second show. How about Tuesday? That's C-H-E-W-S-D-A-Y. Tuesday. So this is the feature. A member of the team has to fill their mouth with food and try and sing a song, and the listeners have to guess which song it is to earn a shout-out.
Right.
Well, I'm quite taken by this, Darren.
Yeah, you ready to chew?
I'm grateful for you sending it in as an idea.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is the difficult second show. And throughout this live broadcast today, you guys have been helping out with your ideas and your contributions. We've had Mr. Napkin Face, which was Matt Dyson over there, thanks to Ellie. We've been talking about members of your family you'd least like to see going to the Big Brother house and why. It's all been going on. And now we have Darren, the chef in Glasgow, and his idea for Tuesday, where I will fill my mouth with food and I will sing a song, and the listeners, that's you guys, will guess which song it is and you will earn a shout out.
Can't wait for the listeners.
Me either. So basically, you need to text your name and your answers and the shout out that you want. So whether it be to a friend, a loved one, a work colleague, whether it be a warning to an enemy, I don't mind, I will read it out. And I'm going to read them out in about 15 minutes' time. So the number is 81215. That's 81215. So ready that bit. And also include your answers. Now, the only clue you're getting is, as part of the no-repeat guarantee, where we do not play the same song twice between 9 and 5, this is coming up on Absolute 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready?
Are you ready to chew? What do we have?
Well, I've got an apple and porridge.
Okay, oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Standard.
Both. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I don't want to do it near the microphone because it's a bit off-putting. Fine, yeah, so I'm going to eat over
Tuesday,
here, and then I'm going to come back.
Go.
Okay.
Can't wait for this. Nom, 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 name that tune. Here we go. He's got a massive mouthful of apple. Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow, really going for it.
There's
no way we're going to know what song this is.
You're overdoing it, Dave. Come on.
Unless it's that, unless it's that Crash Test Dummies.
Quick. You've got to do it quickly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Today has been billed the difficult second show of the week, so we needed your help on coming up with some ideas. And Darren, the chef in Glasgow's idea of Tuesday has just happened. Effectively, he suggested I fill my mouth with as much food as I could.
Yeah.
I sing a song coming up as part of the no repeat guarantee. In this case, obviously, just after 9 on Absolute 80s. Identify the song, you can have a shout out. So it was apple, it was porridge. It sounded like this. Oh, Father, what did you do at work today? Telltale. Must have been horrible to look at this, right?
I did look, I averted my eyes. Like you were Medusa.
To protect my eyes.
It's like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Don't look at it, man! So there it was, but which song from Absolute 80s was it? It was, of course, Elton John's I'm Still Standing. And the first shout-out goes to Lee and Isla, who are the daughters of Darren in Glasgow, who came up with the idea. Nicely done. Well done, guys. Yeah, big shout-out to Lee and Isla. Well done also to Adam from Oxford, shouting out everyone at Green Thumb Lawn Care. Lisa in Hull, working from home. Andy, Chris and Karen at Shepperton Studios. Scott in Newcastle, who says, having heard that, he now can't stop thinking about Elton's amazing rendition of that song during lockdown.
Oh, yeah. What a classic.
Yours was more coherent.
It was.
I'll take it. Well done, everybody. Yes, it was Sir Elton John. And thank you very much indeed once again to Darren the Chef for helping us on the difficult second show and coming up with Tuesday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, it is time right now for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra. Extra!
What entertaining titbit from social media have you got for us right now, Matt?
A viral video of someone playing panpipes along with the rhythm of their washing machine.
Sold.
We've heard this sort of thing before. Remember the Danny Dyer washing machine that used to just go, come on in, come on in, come on in. It sounds like Danny Dyer's on backing vocals in this because the rhythm from the machine is just amazing. And it perfectly accompanied by these panpipes. Here it is.
It's Game of Thrones-esque, isn't it?
Really great rhythm. Why does it go so hard, asks Viral Hog. I'm not sure. But I've already shared it on my Instagram stories. Mr. Matt Dyson on Instagram. Go along, have a look.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the difficult second show of the week.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No.
It was a triumphant return. An excellent sophomore album. Really building on what they achieved in the debut.
And it was all thanks to you guys out there. If you want to hear what we got up to, well, of course, the whole show lives on in podcast form. All you need to do, Matt, is name it. The podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions. Louis Walsh, do you know what a firewall is?
That's related to the Celebrity Big Brother lineup, yeah.
I love how much that tickled old Swiss at the time, and still line. Now again. Dear AI, carpet rights?
That's the ongoing lists on TikTok of big shops.
Kajai Doodoo.
Oh, an excellent line.
I'm going to clap again.
His wedding music, yeah.
You can't interrupt a flash mob.
That was you trying to disrupt a wedding as well. So there's been a lot of wedding chat, a lot of social ammo-based stuff. But I think it has to be, surely. Louis Walsh, do you know what a firewall is?
There we go. That's our Big Brother content.
Yes.
Done.
We've done it now.
Done and dusted. You can get that podcast wherever you get your pods from. Right, up next, Leona Graham's going to be here, of course. She will have the details. You need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £154,000. Plus, of course, she'll have her tea break trivia. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.